The city of Reno has given tentative approval to a project that would create a pipeline of treated effluent to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, which houses companies like Tesla and Switch. To learn more, I spoke with our contributor Bob Conrad of This Is Reno. Bob, tell me about this potential pipeline and how it would work.
It's a pipeline that's being proposed to go from the Truckee Wastewater Treatment Facility here in the Reno area to Story County, to basically provide water to Switch and Tesla and other businesses at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center.
The Reno City Council has given tentative approval to this plan, but there are still some concerns for certain council members. What are those concerns?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest concerns was that the deadline to ultimately approve this agreement is coming up very quickly. It's going to be September 15th. And the next council meeting is going to be September 13th. So that really gives them a really short time frame to examine the details of this agreement and ultimately approve it. One of the other concerns, Councilman Paul McKenzie said he would only vote for the pipeline if it was specifically noted that it was going to be a public works project, which would then mean that prevailing wages would have to be paid for its construction. So that was a concern that he was really kind of hammering home at the council meeting when this was originally discussed.
Okay. And Switch, the company Switch, has hired a consultant for this process. Her name is Pat Mulroy, and she's done work on this issue in Southern Nevada. Can you tell us about her experience and the role that she's playing in these current discussions?
Sure. So she was the longtime head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority and basically kind of came to be known as a water czar, or, you know, the person who was really trying to help provide a sustainable mechanism for Las Vegas to have a reliable source of water. And that involved ultimately over many, many years, a lot of hearings to pipe groundwater from eastern Nevada all the way into Las Vegas. It was very controversial and it is still ongoing. And so when she was the general manager of the Water Authority in Southern Nevada, that was kind of under her leadership, this effort to pipe groundwater from eastern Nevada. She's since retired, but she's been retained as a consultant for this project here in the Reno area.
And again, this has received tentative approval, but what needs to happen next?
So basically, the agreement needs to be redrafted or updated with the council's desires for the project. If it gets approved, then that will allow the project to apply for funding from the state to help fund it.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.